I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're excited to welcome Trevor Lane, who covers the Lakers for Lakers Nation, hosts the Lakers Nation podcast After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Trevor, what have you seen with Anthony Davis the last couple of games?
Oh, the last few games have looked like they've looked like the old Anthony Davis. They looked like the guy that we were all hoping to see. You know, this is almost the playoff version of Anthony Davis. I think tonight probably was that guy from last season. You know, he was really rusty when he first came back. He kept saying it would just take a little bit of time for him to get his legs under him, to get his rhythm back, which is understandable after missing 2 months due to injury. But now these last two games, it's really felt like he's truly back. Now, don't get me wrong, we're still holding our breath every time he falls, every time he hits the floor, which is fairly often still, but he has looked awfully good lately.
I was listening to the Lakers radio network on my drive into work, and at one point, I don't know if he had cramps or just tightness in a muscle or something along those lines, but they had the same reaction. Oh, no, Anthony Davis. Uh-oh, what's wrong with his leg? It was the same kind of thing, Trevor.
Yeah, he reached down and grabbed his calf, and it was like time stood still in that moment across Lakers Nation. Everybody just collectively held their breath for about 5 seconds or so, and then he was okay, so it was all right.
So then let's get the updates on the other walking wounded, or at least the guys who weren't playing tonight. I was on vacation last week, so forgive me if this is something you've talked about ad nauseum, but what is the status of LeBron and Dennis Schroeder?
Sure, so LeBron James, as of right now, he may play on Tuesday against the Knicks. We don't know for sure. Frank Vogel, in fact, was just asked about that, a little over an hour ago now. And he said no update at this point. They don't know for sure whether or not he's going to play, but that's been the rumor, was that he would play Tuesday against the Knicks. Right now he's listed as day-to-day, so it's going to depend on how the ankle is feeling. He was out there at the game tonight. He had stayed home from the last couple of games just to stay off of his ankle, but he was out there. And so the hope is that maybe he plays Tuesday, but you know, until he goes through some sort of practice tomorrow and then they see how he's feeling on Tuesday, we won't know for sure. Dennis Schroeder, right now, there's hope that maybe he can make it back for the last two games of the season, which would be against the Pacers and then the Pelicans next weekend. But it does sound like he'll still be out due to COVID protocols on Tuesday and Wednesday against the Knicks and the Rockets.
So, Trevor, considering that the Lakers had dropped into that 7-10 tournament, which isn't necessarily a death mark or anything like that, a death march, but the fact that they're defending champs and would have to play a couple of extra games at least, how far does this victory, plus the two games that Anthony has played that where he's looked more like himself, how far do they go to kind of restoring confidence that, okay, these might actually be the Lakers who are ready to defend their title?
Yeah, I think that especially AD, seeing him play the way he has the last two games, that definitely helps. And then winning this one definitely gives the fan base a shot in the arm, gives the team a shot in the arm in terms of just the confidence factor. I don't know that they're going to be able to move up to the sixth seed or not. They are right now one game behind the Blazers, but the Blazers do have the tiebreaker, and there's only four games left in the season. But like you said, it's not the end of the world if they have to play in the play-in tournament. In the ideal scenario, they would just win the first game and then move. That would put them into the playoffs as the seventh seed. So if that happens, then it's not the worst thing in the world if they have to do that. But what's more important is that the team has some sort of chemistry going, has some sort of momentum going heading into the playoffs, and given the number of injuries they've experienced this season, the up and down play, and their struggles recently over the last few weeks, the last two games, I feel like, have been a bit of a breath of fresh air. Even though they lost the previous one to the Blazers, their play on the floor has looked much more like a team that can contend for an NBA championship when they're fully healthy. So that's been a good sign, and it's probably more important than where they finish in the standings.
Trevor Lane of Lakers Nation and Lakers Nation podcast with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. You're right, the season is dwindling. There's just a handful of games left, which is kind of crazy. I feel like the Lakers, though, because of the leadership they've got, because of the veterans, and I know they brought in a couple of different guys, too. So Andre Drummond being added to the mix, they've had this kind of revolving door of guys on and off the court. And yet they also have, great coaches spearheaded by Frank Vogel. What message are they preaching? What kind of confidence are they exuding right now as the season comes to a close?
The message has been pretty consistent across the board from everybody that they're confident regardless of where they stand, whether it's going through the play-in tournament. If that's the cards they're dealt, they will do that, and that's not a problem. They're confident they can just play through that and do everything that they wanted to do in the playoffs. So that's what we've heard from them for weeks now, was that it's not a huge deal. They've also, made a few comments about wanting to be in that sixth seed, but if they have to go through the play-in tournament, that's fine. The focal point all season long really has been what their play is on the floor and not so much the end result of it. They've been, for example, their offense, they're always looking for the best shot, whether or not that shot goes in. Frank Vogel is very much of that mindset in terms of going through the process. He's a process coach. So it's the same thing with where they are in the standings. They're more concerned about their level of play, and then everything else will take care of itself, and they're not too concerned about being in the play-in tournament.
The last time that you and I spoke, the Andre Drummond wrinkle was just kind of playing out. So it's been a few weeks, and he's maybe had to pick up more minutes than what was expected initially, but how comfortable or how much more comfortable does he look to you?
Not very. I mean, he looked better tonight. He was able to be a factor on the offensive boards, pulled down 7 rebounds. That was a great thing. But frankly, Marc Gasol has outplayed him for a couple of weeks now, has looked better than Andre Drummond has. Montrezl Harrell has kind of been in and out of the rotation as well as Frank Vogel tries to figure things out. You can see some plays where Drummond gets a little bit lost defensively, or where he's a little bit awkward with the ball on the offensive end, misses some easy shots, missed an easy putback at a critical moment tonight. I still think he's going to be a factor come playoff time, but time is running out for him to really get acclimated to the team. And a lot of this is outside of his control because the Lakers have dealt with so many injury issues and COVID protocol and everything else that's happened on top of not really being able to practice much because of the condensed season. Mm. So he's been kind of behind the eight ball in terms of picking up the defense and offense. And that's been a struggle for him, but obviously he's got a very short window here to hopefully get everything to click. He is looking a little bit better. It's getting there. But I know the coaching staff still wants to see more improvement from him before the playoffs start up.
I like how kind you are about it. He's maybe taking a baby step forward. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the Wild Wild West a little bit, Trevor, because you see these teams on a nightly basis. Which team or which type of team poses the greatest challenge to the Lakers, even when fully healthy? Who gives them trouble?
I think it's the Clippers. I mean, they are head and shoulders the best three-point shooting team in the NBA right now. I believe they're about 3% better on average than anybody else in the league, which we'll see if that's sustainable come playoff time. But they're hitting right around 42% of their threes. They can really stretch out a defense that way. And they've got the bigs and the size and the paint with the Ivica Zubac in there. Serge Ibaka, we're here and he's getting healthy. They can pose a lot of problems there in addition to the wing defenders. I mean, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, their ability is obviously off the charts. So that is going to be a really difficult team to deal with. They've been playing some excellent basketball, and I think they pose the stiffest challenge, even though they are currently sitting in the 3 seed. If I'm the Lakers, I'd rather see the Phoenix Suns or the Utah Jazz over the Clippers at this point, as much as everybody's pining for the intra-LA matchup and to get that finally going. That's going to be quite a battle if and when those two teams match up.
I'm sure you know this, but the Knicks just beat the Clippers at Staples Center earlier on Sunday, and that is the Lakers' next opponent. So, I don't know, 4 degrees of separation, maybe. Maybe the Knicks are scary for the Lakers, too.
Well, you know what? The Knicks did beat the Lakers last time. You got the Julius Randle revenge game narrative going on there. He's been tremendous. But yeah, you know what? The Knicks have been playing great basketball, too, and you know, Lakers fans, we're not sad to see the Knicks take down the Clippers tonight.
Before I let you go, I know there's been a few fans allowed in most arenas in the NBA. What do we know about the plan for the playoffs, about what it might look like and sound like, Trevor?
You know what? The fans have done a pretty good job, even when there's not that many people in the building, to still make it sound loud in there. So that's been pretty impressive. But for right now, they're still dealing with the COVID protocols. They're still keeping everything pretty limited in terms of the number of fans and allowed in the building. We'll see if anything changes before playoff time. But right now, they're just moving ahead. We're keeping a limited number of fans in there and trying to keep everybody as safe as possible. We would love to see a packed arena full of fans cheering on their teams. I mean, that would be great. But we're not quite there yet. But that said, the fans who are able to get in and are able to attend are doing a wonderful job.
Hopes for the fall when the NBA would return to its maybe more typical schedule. So find Trevor. This is good stuff here with the Lakers down the stretch. Find Trevor on Twitter at Trevor_Lane, senior writer and host for Lakers Nation and the podcast. And I hope we catch up with you again soon. Always great to have you, Trevor. Thanks so much.
Sounds great. Thank you for having me, as always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.